Proclamation number 5056 of 7th of February, 1951. Where two or three are gathered in my name. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You draw my presence yourselves if you call upon me in your heart, if you come together for my sake, if you make me the subject of your conversations. I am in your midst and intervene in your conversations myself, for I fill you with strength and guide your thoughts correctly. Therefore you can always be certain of my presence and also that I will dispel everything that would like to oppress you from the dark side, for where my light shines the dark spiritual element which wants to harm you will flee. Then you will be inaccessible to its evil influence and open to the light radiation from the spiritual kingdom. Then you will also hear my word as it emanates from me and feel its strength and effect. I myself dwell in your midst and distribute my gifts of grace, considering each one according to need, and your soul shall rejoice because I myself give it nourishment. Then you'll dine at the Lord's table. I distribute and you receive bread and wine. My flesh and my blood. You are my guests whom I have invited to the Lord's Supper and who have willingly accepted my invitation and are therefore abundantly provided by me with gifts from heaven, with my word, which is delicious refreshment for your soul. If I am present to you, you will never need to go hungry, for your Father truly provides abundantly for his children who love him and want to be obedient to him. If you now gather in my name, then you press towards me, your Father, like children, and my heart rejoices in your love and comes to you in order to also announce my love for you. I fulfill every call of a loving heart, every desire for me. 7th of the 2nd, 1951, for I want to speak to you and I want you to listen to me. I am always with you if you grant me entrance into the circle where you live. Where my name falls, spoken with the mouth or also in the heart, there is the place where I like to stay, even though you are not able to see me with bodily eyes. Every thought of yours attracts me, thus you need not doubt my presence. And where people gather to converse about my kingdom, there is also the opportunity to express myself, for their hearts are completely unresisting towards my divine strength and this strength loosens their tongues. They speak, driven by my spirit. Their thoughts will be rightly directed because they can never ever be in error where I myself am working. My working is certain if a person is devoted to me with love. My blessing will always rest on spiritual conversations. After all, they are proof to me that my children desire to know the truth, that they love me and that their thoughts apply to me. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You should take these words of mine seriously, for they are a promise from me which can give you comfort and strength at any time. That you will never stand alone if you remember me. And then you can confidently expect all kinds of help from me, for if I am with you I also see and hear your suffering. I know about your heart's every request and fulfill it according to your faith. I dwell in the midst of you. The stronger this faith in my presence is, the stronger your faith in my help will be when you are in need. But I also want you to ask me and thus prove your faith in my presence. And therefore I bless those who open themselves and listen for my answer. Who are willing to hear my voice if I want to speak to you? For I always speak through the mouth of your fellow human beings, be it in speech and counter-speech or also in direct address to the one who listens inwardly for my voice. I want to reveal myself to you humans and am always willing to do so. But I do not always find people who are also willing to listen to me. I will give them words of love and wisdom in abundance, words of advice and comfort, as I have promised. For if I am in your midst, I will not keep myself hidden. And since you are unable to see me, you shall hear me. And blessed are those who believe and gather together in my name, for I will bless them and they will feel my blessing as strength which expresses itself in the desire for above, for me and for eternal life. Amen.